Welcome back. We're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 3, Mishnah 2, in Maseches Trumos. Interesting case that we have in the first Mishnah today, and that is, what if we have no idea what took place and when in a situation when some Truma fell into a Chulin batch, so will I assume in a doubt that it's all kosher or that it's all not kosher in terms of for the regular Yisrael to partake of? Let us see now. So Nafla Achas Mehen L'Tocha Chulin. So you have two barrels. You know one of the barrels is Truma, and you know that one of the barrels is not Truma. But, and then you have a third barrel, and that is a barrel for sure that is of Chulin, non-Truma food. So what if one of those barrels, and again, one of them is Truma, but you don't know which one. So, Nafla Achas Mehen L'Tocha Chulin, if one of the barrels fell into Chulin, Ena midamatan. So in such a situation, when you have a doubt as to which barrel is Truma, you have no idea which one is which. So if one of these barrels falls into a barrel of Chulin, so ena midamatan, it doesn't make the Chulin a meduma mixture, which means that we don't assume that it's not kosher for Yisrael. We allow the Yisrael to eat it. Nafla shnia l'makom acher. And then right after that, let's say if the liquid from the second barrel fell into a different place, a different barrel, another container of chulin though, so ina medamatan, so it also doesn't make that chulin meduma. It's not a tree for Yisrael. Not tree, if that's the wrong word, but it's not forbidden for Yisrael. And then naflu shtehen lemakom echad, but if both liquids fell at the same time into one place, midamos kaketana shebeshtehen. So we assume that at that point, if you know one of them is Truman, they both fell into the same thing. So okay, fine. So at that point, for sure, it's going to be a meduma mixture, meaning that it's not kosher for Yisrael to eat. And how much Truman do you assume fell in? Well, if it's one of the barrels, so you take two of the barrels and you say it must be the smaller barrel. That's the assumption that we make on a halachic level. And so therefore, you have to try to be mevatel it from the smaller barrel standards. Okay, that is Mishnah Beis. Says Mishnah Gimel Hashutafen Shatarmozeh Acharzeh. What if you have partners who own a field or who own produce together? So in a case when you have two partners, and both of these two partners separated the truma for all of their produce that they own together. And how did they do it? They did it one after the other. So in such a situation, so Rabbi Akiva says trumas shneim truma. He says that both of their trumos are considered kosher, meaning the truma that's taken from the first person is effective for his own share, and the truma that's taken by the second person is effective for his share. The Chachamim Amar, but the Chachamim say no. Truma sarishon truma. The first truma of the first person is going to be considered truma for the whole thing, but the second guy who took truma is not going to be considered truma at all. And Rabbi Yossi says, well, actually, im taram harishon kishior, if the first guy was mafresh the normal amount of truma for both of their shares, meaning which is typically like 1/50th of all the produce. So if he was mafresh that for the entire thing, so then it's going to be considered truma for all of the produce, even for the partner. In truma sashini truma, and therefore the truma of the second guy will not be considered truma. The im lo taram harishon kashir, but if the first guy didn't separate the standard amount for the whole thing, meaning he took less than 1/50th of the produce, so at that point we assume that the second partner would not want that portion to be considered the truma for his share because he would want to give the standard measure. So truma sashini truma. So therefore, in that case, the chachamim say that the first partner's truma is valid, but only for his own share, and the truma of the second guy is valid as well for his share. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. God willing, next time I'll continue with Mishnah Dalet. Have a wonderful day.